Welcome to Read to Me Bedtime Stories, and I'm your host tonight, Lorraine. Tonight's story is Sarah's Magical Tent. Every night when it's time to go to bed, little Sarah pulls the sheet over her head. One night, her mommy said, "Sarah, why do you pull the sheet over your head? Are you cold?" Mommy asked. Sarah pulled the sheet down, looked at her mommy, and laughed. "Are you afraid?" Mommy wondered. Sarah laughed again. "Of what? I like the sound of thunder." Mommy said, "Then why do you put the sheet over your head? Can you give me a hint?" Sarah said, laughing out loud, "Mama, I will tell you. I'm just making my nightly tent." Her mom said, "Really? Tell me about it." "Sure. Well, last night we had a parade in the tent. It started when the tubas blew a big, deep sound, and the drummers came right in behind them and started to bang. Rat-tat-tat, rat-tat-tat. The piccolos pranced while making a soothing sound, and the maidens sang. There were these monkeys on top of the stop signs trying to get a better view. Then they went scurrying up the trees and started to whistle, trying to distract the squirrels below playing soccer in the leaves. There were real tall ladies on stilts passing out cotton candy, but the best part was my best friend was riding an elephant. Her name is Mandy. You see, she moved across the street from me when I was 5. We both had red bikes and we would race every day. Then we would go to the carnival down the street." "Sarah, Sarah," her mommy said. "I don't remember a carnival down the street from us or you having a friend named Mandy." Sarah said, "Mommy, I met her in the tent." "Okay, you made me forget where I was at in the parade," Sarah said. "Let's see. There were squirrels, tubas, monkeys, maidens. Oh, yeah. Then, all of a sudden, you could hear them coming. 100 soldiers marching tall and humming. Their shoulders were straight. Their backs were erect. Then came the fireworks, just to give the parade a holiday effect. And, Mommy, you were in the parade." "Really?" Mommy said. "Yes, you were in an air balloon pointing down at me saying, 'You need to go to bed soon.' I licked my 5-flavor ice cream cone stack and waved back to you and said, 'I will meet you at home after the parade and all the ice cream.' I was tired and sleepy, so I counted 53 sheep, and the next thing I knew, I was asleep." "My, my, Sarah, what a magical tent you have. Good night, Mommy. Tell you about my parade made me sleepy." The end. Wishing you all sweet dreams.